When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Candles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm imagining you're around.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another episode of By the By. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Yes. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm tired.
Yeah, we've been trying to assimilate back into the real world after holiday. And, well, for one thing, you probably can't hear it out there, but it's super windy and cold outside, and I don't know where our summer went.
Yeah, where'd our summer go? Yeah. Seriously.
We have no spring, no sunshine, no warmth. We cannot go around naked.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And no nudity.
Ain't no naked when she's gone. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, so in other words, we'd rather be back on holiday.
Yes.
But who wouldn't?
True. I just want to go on holiday.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of housekeeping before we actually get into the meat and taters of this podcast.
Okay.
November 24th is our Pendulum Party 4. Mm-hmm. Lawrence has named it that, which I like. We're going to start doing Roman numeral sequels. It's going to be like Jaws. Jaws 4. This is Pendulum 4, The Revenge. This time it swings harder.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Pendulum Party, if you're new here, hi, welcome. It's a party where we encourage people to explore their sexuality. So yeah, it's gonna be a good time at our secret spot here in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And as of the releasing of this podcast, is the last date for discount tickets. You want the discounted tickets,
so get them quick.
So get them while the getting's good.
And also, before that, it just so happens to be the same night as the Sex Ed and the City class as well.
Yes.
So we're doing that one, and it's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
It's one of the ones that gets requested quite frequently.
By me.
It is Giving Good Head, so BJ and Cock Massage. And it is always a lot of fun with a live demo on that one.
It is. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Spoiler. So it'll be a really good night.
Spoiler alert, yeah. I'm the live demo.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll lead into the Pendulum Party with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So yeah. Come and join us. Or come and join us.
Uh-huh.
Or join us and come.
Even better, I like that one.
So yeah, it should be good times. Details on, I posted on Twitter, but also on Our Secret Spot's website, www.oursecretspot.com.
Yes.
.com. That's basically it. That's the best you're going to get of me today.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do we want to talk about?
Well, we came back from holiday and just kind of jumped right in with both feet. We've been going like gangbusters since we got back.
That's right.
Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah. So, yeah, we came back to... The second week, I guess, for Passion in Paradise was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And we were back here for that, which was part of why we planned it that way. Because there's always a lot of things going on at the end of the month and a lot of parties for Halloween. And it's Mr. Adam's favorite holiday, so we have to be here to celebrate.
That's right. I was trying to think. I was like, I know we did something the Friday before Halloween. And we did. It was Sex Ed in the City.
Yes.
And we did Dirty Talk and Fantasy Play,
mm-hmm.
which... was fun and very difficult.
Yeah.
And we'll do a whole podcast in the not too distant future, before the end of the year, I'm sure, on Dirty Talking, Talking Dirty.
And yeah.
That was a lot. That ended up being a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Stuck around our secret spot, of course, as always. Yeah, that was kind of... it's funny, because for us, that was kind of a light and boring night. but then the next night was Halloween. And so we had planned way ahead of time and gotten a special effects artist to do our combined makeups. So we went over to a friend's house and had her, she did the makeups for us, about 3 hours worth of makeup work. I was floored.
It was so much fun. So it was fun both to go over to friend's house, and they were getting made up as well. And so, you know, you have a couple special effects makeup artists there making up. There were four of us that were getting done, and it was just, you know, fun chit chat, hanging out, just kind of normal stuff. And I went first before you.
Yep.
And so I'm sure you've seen, if you're a constant listener, you would have seen pictures on Twitter, but I was a vampire and Mr. Atom was my bite victim.
I was a feeder.
Yes. And so she did mine first, and I think it came out really well. But then she moved to him, and she had these prosthetic bites that were really kind of awesome. And I don't know how she makes them. That's her job. That's what we pay her for.
That's right.
But they were really amazing. And she stuck them to you and kind of blended it all in with the makeup. And it actually looked like bruising. And
it was amazing.
Veining coming from it. And
the work was amazing. Because I was looking at myself in the mirror and going, holy shit. Like, that looks real.
Yeah.
I was so impressed.
And then she had the fake blood in there kind of dribbling down, and
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was really good.
So that took us, you know, a while. And then I think one of my favorite moments was getting into the cab.
Yep.
It was an Uber. And the fellow was like, why did you let her do that to you? I'm like, wait, really? You think these are real bite marks? You're better than that. But, you know, I guess it being Australia not being huge Halloween people, it was, I think he was a bit surprised.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, making sure as well that you didn't lean back in the, or I didn't lean back in the car.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get whatever paint was maybe still wet on my back on his car seat.
I was going to say, I think we all had something on our back. For me, it was just kind of the white chalky bits. That paled me out a bit. But either way, I think we were all kind of cognizant not to sit back in the car because he probably didn't want a lot of paint and, you know, fake blood all over his car.
I would assume not. You don't want, you don't.
That was loud.
Sorry, that was an email. We're getting emails. You don't want, to dirty up somebody's car with.
No, you really don't.
So we got to, we were going to the Red Heaven event.
Yep.
The Red Heaven Halloween. We got there. This time it was at ARC. It used to be at Midnight Shift, but unfortunately, Midnight Shift had shuttered its doors.
Mm-hmm.
So with a month to go before Halloween, they had to find a new location. So they went to ARC.
Mm-hmm.
ARC is, if you've never been to ARC, ARC's got two basic bars, the downstairs and the upstairs, and the Red Heaven event took the entire downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Really, actually better than I expected it to be.
It was good space.
Yeah. So I don't know how big it was, but it was packed. It's a bar runs along one side. It's a really nice good space with some good seating area, some good dancing area, a wee little stage that is up about two steps.
And that's what I like. So I have no idea, because I'm a terrible judge of these things, how many people were there. So I'm not even going to bother to venture.
Me neither. A billion.
Yeah, it was...
It was somewhere between three and a billion.
I would say, though, that for that space, it was comfortably busy. Because it was busy and packed, and it felt like it, but it didn't feel like, oh my God, I can't move or breathe.
Right.
Because we've been at ARC before.
And it was like, dear Lord, I'm dying.
Yeah, you just have, like, you know, two tiny little square inches, and that's it.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So I think this was a comfortably...
And you never waited too long at the bar. Yeah. They had three or four bartenders behind the bar, and you never had to wait more than, I don't know, three or four people deep to get a drink, which, again, at Arc was pretty awesome.
Granted, you're not going to get stellar drinks there, but they're it's passable. Fine.
Yeah, beers and vodka cranberry and vodka Red Bull.
Yeah,
so it was good. I was,
and I liked that there was a little seating area. It wasn't super loud. I mean, it was loud. I mean, any club is going to be, but it wasn't so much that you couldn't have a conversation,
right?
Especially if you got further away from the stage a bit.
And we got there not late, but not early.
Yeah.
So I think the party started at 8. We were probably there around 9:30.
9:30, yeah.
And it was still pretty light. I was actually kind of worried. I was like, holy cow, where is everybody?
Yeah.
Mm, but so after being there for about an hour, we had some friends show up.
Yep.
And they brought friends.
And then the party got started.
Yeah, then the party got started. So do we want to talk about the friends at all? Are we going to leave them out of this?
Nah, let's do it.
So they were all dressed very nicely. The two friends that came, I've got a bit of a massive crush on them, so it's kind of nice. So they were there, and they brought family and the family's boyfriend. And yeah, it was one of those things. It was like, holy shit, these people are
basically
beautiful.
If you take that whole group, every one of them is just gorgeous.
Yeah, you're like
I would be happy with any one
of you. Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, well, you're hot.
Anyone or more of you. Well, maybe I should rephrase that.
You're hot. Oh, wow, you're hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, good times.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was fun hanging out with them and talking to them and knowing that the four of them were going to go to our secret spot afterwards. That's, you know, you're instantly like, ooh. So we stayed there, danced around.
I think it was really interesting. And this goes for most any, I would say, Halloween party that we've been to, really, is the amount of effort that people put into the costumes. You know, looking around, there was a whole array of costumes. You know, anything from scary to kind of more serious to light and flirtatious. You know, there was the skeleton skin suit. I mean,
which was awesome.
Which was really great. There were so many different types of costumes, and I love seeing people all made up. And some people put, like, I mean, just
serious
heaps of work
effort
into it.
Yeah. So one of the ones that won a prize, I know he came as Predator.
Yes.
And I kept calling him Sexy Predator because he was wearing, like, the Predator headgear and some of the armor, but his chest was bare, and he's got this, like, 8-pack.
It wasn't bare. It was, like, a very see-through mesh or
no,
something.
No, it was painted.
Was it painted?
It was painted.
Because it looked almost like a see-through mesh.
Yeah.
It must have been the lighting.
Yeah, I thought it was clothing
as well. Because I was like,
wow,
that shows his abs.
I even
really
walked up and touched his abs. I was like, holy shit, dude, you're ripped.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you. But, that was awesome. And he posted pictures on Facebook the other day of how he made some of his gear.
Oh, okay.
Like his arm, he had this this custom arm sheath that had blades on it, and what he ended up doing looked like was taking three children's swords and breaking them apart and then reassembling them to where they were an arm sheath. And it was I saw the broken out pieces, I didn't realize what I was looking at. I was like, holy shit, that's genius. It's children's swords. So that was cool. There was a few of the women that were sexy, but terrifyingly sexy, like big, scary mouths, grins, and the white contacts.
Mm-hmm.
That was, oof, yeah. Beautiful, but horrific at the same time. You, with your black iris covering, so like you had no iris.
Contacts,
they were all, it was all pupil. That was intense.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah, I know. When we were getting ready, you kept looking at me, and you're like, I can't look at you.
Yeah, once you got the makeup in, it sort of made it a little easier, but normal you with the possession eyes, not comfortable
with
that.
And the fangs probably didn't help.
The fangs actually, again, made it a little easier, because that's more than one thing that breaks that. Like, it was more than one thing that made it, what's the word, fantastical or fantasy. But when it's just the eyes, you know, and everything else is just normal you, and you're talking to me like everything's fine, but you're clearly possessed by an evil spirit.
It's like when we were traveling to the friend's house, and I had the contacts in already and the fangs, because she told me, you know, make sure you put the contacts in ahead of time, blah blah blah. So I did. And so we're traveling to this friend's house, and there's a little kid in front of me being carried by their parents. And the little kid's just like staring at me. So I'm trying not to look them in the eyes because I know the contacts are kind of different.
Intense.
And I mean, this was a young child, so most young children wouldn't know or know to be scared of it. But still, you never know. It is different. So I was trying not to look the child in the eye, trying not to smile too much and show the fangs. And
which just made you giggle and smile.
It's like, I can't look at people. I can't smile. I don't know what to do.
So funny. Yeah. So funny. Yeah, that was pretty funny. So the costumes, yes. The Freddy Krueger. I saw a Freddy Krueger there. And then there was also a Freddy Krueger at
our secret spot.
At OSS. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was... I was actually... I'm always happy with the Red Heaven events. They're a lot of fun. If you've never been to a Red Heaven event, give it a go. It's a blast. But I was worried about this one with the space. I was afraid that ARC was either going to be too small or crazy busy or just... Mm-hmm. I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was good space.
They had three performers. We mm-hmm. saw the first two.
Yep.
The first one was... I wish I knew the person's name. It was...
Yeah.
It was strange. It was dark.
It was. They're from Melbourne. I remember that much.
Yes, and that's all I remember as well. Very much. It was very much performance art. Really cool.
Yeah, that one was really cool because it was a guy who was dressed up.
In raincoats.
Yeah, I was saying it was a cross dresser, but he was dressed in like clear raincoats and. I don't know how to describe what he was wearing, but basically he just, you know, he stripped down from there. But it was just, it was so different and just mesmerizing.
It really was. It was fascinating.
It's like you can't take your eyes off of him.
And to see someone burlesque with a clear costume was really weird. It was awesome. I loved it. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. The second performance was a small group of singers. That was fun, although I couldn't see much
we
of it because
by
that point, the crowd had really picked up, so we were kind of packed in there.
Yeah.
But it was still...
The stage isn't high enough to really see if you're
and,
short.
And we're short, so we couldn't see over the tall people. Nope. So, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So we ended up calling the Red Heaven event pretty quickly
because
we were both excited to go to OSS.
Because OSS always has a big Halloween party as well.
Yes.
And so it happened to be they coincided. So we're like, all right, we're going to call Red Heaven early and head over to OSS. Now, we heard that the third act at Red Heaven was really stellar, et cetera, and wish that had been the second one so we could have seen it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But we headed on down to our secret spot and...
Walked down to there, which was fun. It's always fun walking around the city in costume because people stare at you.
And there are so many other... There are actually a lot more people this year, I think, around in costume.
Of course, we were also in Oxford Street, which is a much more... Which we weren't last year.
Okay, fair enough. But it is always fun to just look around and see everybody all dressed up. And again, some people make more effort with costumes than others, but... there was something going on at Taylor Square with like headphones. It was like a silent party or something.
I'm not sure what it was, but that was weird and interesting at the
really
same time. But
that
we were
one
both
out.
Also sort of tunnel vision. Yeah. Let's get to OSS. So we got to OSS and they were pretty busy.
Mm.
Of course, because again, Halloween. I think next to New Year's Eve, that's their busiest time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. Met up a couple of friends that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Another Freddy Krueger and a Jason Voorhees.
Yes.
I mean, because if that doesn't scream love is in the air, nothing does. But she's got this wonderful Freddy Krueger shirt where she's cut
like a
just
ripped
under
dress
ripped just under the breast, so it's pretty hot. So yeah, we got there with them and started talking with them, and then the foursome friends mm-hmm. from Red Heaven showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we all started just sitting and chatting and we got along it was one of those things again. It's when you surround when you surround yourself with good people in a place like OSS, it's really easy to just connect and all of us got along real well and it was great. So
And it was actually kind of nice by the time we got there because it was a little bit into the OSS party that while the people that we wanted to interact with were still downstairs and in a chatty mood, a fair number of people had already started to move towards the spa, the massage tables, the playrooms. So it was not like super crowded downstairs.
Right.
And it, yeah. And then by the time we wanted to play, that had cycled through a bit. And so it actually ended up really well timing wise, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, we chatted a little bit and then the two foursomes split off into two foursomes.
Well, there was a lot of intermingling first.
A lot of really good conversation. Yeah. It was one couple's first time to mm-hmm. to any place like OSS.
Yeah. And they were so excited and just really open for anything, which I think is the best way to be if you're going into something
like
that.
Yeah, absolutely. They were...
Just have no expectations. Just go along for the ride and see what happens.
Yes. So, we...
And be positive.
We split off. Somehow, we got the petite room.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that even happened, but we managed to get into the petite room with one of the couples and...
With fresh, clean sheets.
Yeah. I know. It's like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
I think it helps that Miss Jiff was there. I think she was working, so I think she kind of helped and was like, oh, this room's clean now. Yes! It's like, it's always awesome to have an inn at a swingers club. So, there's a pun there.
I totally missed that
one. I missed it as well. Damn it! Better than this. Better than this. Okay, so we got in there, and without going into all the nasty details that nobody really wants to hear. We know you guys don't want to hear all the dirty, sexy talk.
Well,
but
people do.
I know I'm talking. Yeah. But I heard one of my favorite things ever. So we started having sex and she's on top and she leans over and just whispers in my ear, "Do me doggy." That's like I can't even complete a sentence that was so arousing. Yeah.
And she's beautiful, doggy.
She's beautiful every way. Yeah. But yes, I'm always there to pant. Yes. So that was awesome.
It was fun to play with them. It was a little annoying, although we just ended up laughing about it because what can you do?
We're
in the petite room with the door closed. So first of all, when people go on the tours, they're told if the door is closed, you know, people are playing, let it be, don't open the door.
Yeah, number one.
And then there's a big sign on the door that says, if this door is closed, please do not open.
Number two.
Something like that. Yeah, and so, but that door, people opened it probably 20 times while we were in there.
Yeah, they don't.
They just like cracked, like either like started to like barge in and walk in or just cracked it to see what was going on.
Or can I join?
Like, yeah.
No, some people you tried can't join.
To
piss
just,
off.
Yeah, some people tried to just sit and watch for a bit and very quickly like, nope, show's over, close the door. There were two or three people that said, that actually asked if they could join in or was there room for them. We're like, no, the door is closed for a reason. If we wanted people to join in, we would be in the orgy room.
Yes.
That's what that room is for.
You should
go there if you want to join in with other people. And you don't have other people.
It was frustrating.
So it was frustrating, but at some point you just have to laugh about it because what can you do?
But then she whispered so sweetly into my ear.
Yeah.
And I melted. And then I melted. It was great.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were in there for a while,
yeah.
And then we went back downstairs to get drinks and again talk some more. And mm-hmm. That whole night was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was a really good night.
So yeah, lovely people, and I hope to see everyone again sometime soon.
Hopefully,
like at Pendulum. So yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good night, and it's nice because, again, with the costumes, people at OSS make such a great effort as well. So coming into it, I mean, Lawrence even had a costume change
halfway through. Right? But I'm pretty sure he stole his second costume from somebody else.
He did. He did. He stole the second one.
Which is weird. Don't steal your costumes, Lawrence. But when he came in, he was a ninja.
Yes.
Yes. And then when we left...
And Jess was a little ninja, too.
Yes. Well, she was a hot ninja.
She was a cute ninja, yeah.
He was a... He was. I thought he was going to hurt me.
A
ninja.
Scary ninja. Yeah.
And then, when we left, he was a SWAT team member. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Awesome. So we end up having some friends from, again, another one of the twosomes, Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees spent the night with us. They came back to our place, and they spent the night with us. And then the next morning, we woke up what's the word I'm looking for?
Bad decision bears.
We were bad decision bears for them. Yes, yeah. That was great. Started feeding them
Mimosas.
There, I was like, orange juice and champagne. What do you fucking call that? God, brain broken. Wow. I either need a lot more wine or a lot more sleep. Maybe both. That'd be awesome. So, yeah, they had prior obligations with family that they were going to do. And then we gave them mimosas.
And the bad decision bears.
You took your shirt off. And the next thing you know, they negated their family obligations for sexy times.
Which I feel a little bad about, but not really.
So, not really. I don't feel bad. I do feel bad, but I don't feel that bad. But I do feel bad that of the last three times that they've come here and spent the night, we've had sex in the living room and not in a bed. So I'm afraid they think that we don't have beds. Or maybe they're like, oh, maybe they just don't have sex in their beds.
Maybe.
So it's always, always the couch and the floor.
It's just, I guess, where we end up, though. But
yeah, I know, right. I know, because we're too lazy to go into the other room. So, yeah, that was...
Yeah, it's not like our place is that big.
No, yeah, I know, right? It's like, well, you know, it's right there.
It's like 10 steps. I mean, come on.
Oh, 10 steps. I want it now. So that was fun. So, yeah, that was the first weekend back.
Yeah. It was a busy weekend, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And then we went to the nude beach on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Because where else do you go to chill out and relax after a busy party night?
Yeah.
But the nude beach.
Yes. And we spent a good 3 hours there. That was nice.
Yeah. The weather was so nice.
A little bit of napping in the sun and lots of naked people. And I just love the nude beach. And the gentleman says it best. And I don't, if I've already told the story, I apologize. Or if he told the story when he was on, I apologize. But I always like, because he says... You can go to the regular beach and sit down next to people. Nobody looks you in the eye. Nobody talks to you. Nobody wants to address you. Mm-hmm. But you can go to the nude beach where you're completely naked and you sit down. And the second you sit down, the person next to you goes, hey, how you doing? And you strike up a conversation and you have a lovely conversation with lovely people.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we've sort of decided it's because there is literally no barriers. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to protect yourself from that other person. And so you have nothing to lose. There's no risk. And so you have a nice conversation. And I really like that. And he's spot on.
Yeah.
So
then you were gone part of the next week.
I know.
And there is a burning question that we all want to know. Because I didn't even know until you got home because, well, hell, I was out and about every night you were gone. So I had... no time to talk
Mama
to
had her own shit to do.
But, but did you end up at the sonnet? Because you posted on Twitter, should I do it?
I did.
Yes. Because the overwhelming answer was yes, go.
Yes. I don't think anybody said no, actually, which is kind of nice. And I appreciate the support that everybody gives me.
All right, so tell us about the sonnet. Because this is a new one that you had not been to before, right?
That's correct. All right, so... sit back, relax. This is going to go on for a while.
Oh,
stretch out a little. All right.
All right, I got to get comfortable here.
So the sauna was close. I actually, this is embarrassing, should be embarrassing, but it's not. I chose the hotel because it was walking distance to the sauna. Not for the bars around it, not for the food and restaurants, but the fact that I could easily get to the sauna in about a 12, 15 minute walk. Mm-hmm. So the first night I was absolutely exhausted because I'd gotten up and flown there. I think I was on the flight was like a 6:30 flight. So it was early anyway. But when I got to the hotel, I went and had a few drinks. I did some writing and I was like, all right, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm not going to the sauna, but I'm going to go for a walk. And that's when I posted the question on Twitter. Should I go? You know, just to, I wanted attention. So I ended up walking around, and while walking around, I was like, all right, well, I'll at least walk to the sauna, see what kind of neighborhood it's in. That way I can make
scope
a decision.
It out.
Yeah, I can make a decision better for tomorrow night. So got there, and, you know, it's not in a bad part of town, but it is not in the – it's not like the saunas here in Sydney. Mm-hmm. It is a little more
– Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Or quiet this part of town. But at the same time, I'm also on Grindr because you can always see who's at a sauna.
Oh, yeah.
By popping on open Grindr, because a lot of the guys will go there, look to see who's there kind of thing. So, looked, you know, okay, nothing like, it was like, oh my God, I gotta get in the sauna. But then on the way home, somebody started messaging me on Grindr, and really attractive guy, and he was like, oh, I'm going to a sauna. I was like, oh, are you going to Bodyline? He's like, I am. He's like, I'm gonna soak in the sauna for a little while and then have a play. I'm like, oh, he goes, you should come. I'm like, tempting, but no. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So he was pressuring me, trying to get me to come. And I was like, sort of, I should have just turned around and gone back. But I was already walking. I was almost back to the hotel. And you know how you get in your brain. You're like, I just want to go to bed. I'm
tired,
fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
It was 10 o'clock. And I knew if I went to the sauna, I wouldn't get there until quarter past. And then it would be another hour, hour and a half. Anyway, I wasn't prepared to deal with that. So the next, he told me over Grindr. I was like, how is it? And he was like, it's mostly older guys, not a big young scene. And it's not always that busy. So, okay, that's fine. I prefer the older guys. So that, mm-hmm. that works. Yeah. My age or older is what I tend to prefer. So the next night, I was like, okay, go to the bar, have a couple of drinks. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go tonight. So I ate a little earlier, walked over to the sauna, walked in. And the first thing the guy says is, hi, do you know what kind of place this is? Well, yes. He goes, all right, just making sure. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Because, you know.
They may get people coming in.
I'm sure they, because the name like Bodyline, it sort of sounds like a gym. So maybe it's a gym. Anyway, so I pay and I go in, I get my towel. First things first, this place is dated, like dated. And the lockers were kind of hard to find. It wasn't logically set up.
So the lockers weren't like right after you walked in?
No, you walked in, then you had to, the first thing right in front of you was a hallway left or right. There was a bathroom right in front of you. Left was scary stairs down. And then farther left was like a little seating area and a bar and a TV lounge area. And then to the right was steps up to a computer lounge. We had to go up into the computer lounge and then turn around like right behind, double back almost, into the locker area.
Yeah, that would be hard to find.
And it was like, okay. It took me a good couple of seconds to figure out where the hell I was going. So found the lockers. Decided I was like, oh, I'm going to leave my underwear on and just wrap a towel around me. Went around, walked downstairs just to scope it out. Scary. It looked like I was on the Nostromo from Alien. Like, you hear water dripping in random locations. It's really dark. The only light bulbs, apparently, that they could afford were red. It was dark and scary. And, like,
So it's not red, like, with kind of a nice hue to it. It's, like, dark, like that dark red that you almost can only see shadows in?
Yes, basically. Okay. Basically. And some of the rooms had white lights in them, but they were so dim. It was barely, like, really... I mean, like... I literally, after stepping off the stairs, I expected to hear. I'm like, holy shit! I mean, I'm in the gay sun of Camp Crystal Lake here. it was intense. So,
give your night vision a workout.
It really does. Which I'm like, all right, this is good. I'm getting my night vision on. So I did a quick circle pass, and just to really quickly tell you what the layout of the place looked like, it was a giant. lowercase b, basically.
Okay.
So you go up the stalk of b, and you've got the... There's a huge wet sauna area that's the size of our living room, dining room area. The largest wet sauna I've seen in Australia. It had a bunch of benches, and then it had a pillar and a wall in between it, so it was kind of not okay. But the wall was a cage, so you could get on one side of the cage. I'm assuming they have some foam parties or play parties in there, because it was a lot of space. But
cool.
So I don't like wet saunas because I feel like I'm suffocating. So leave that. They have a big spa, but it was kind of up on a pedestal. I didn't get in that because spas are scary sometimes, especially this late at night. And I trust Lawrence changes the water every night. I don't know about this place. Anyway. Then a dry sauna and bathrooms. So go back down the stalk of the bee, and then around the bee, there was a few seats. And the bee, when I say the bee is a path, so it would go all the way around. So the one sling room, then a couple.
Was there only one sling in the sling room?
Yeah, there's usually only one sling in these places. Okay. Period, and this was the only sling in the place.
Right.
And then a couple of little rooms that were off. Then they had a big theater room, which was really well set up. So they had a bench where you could sit and watch the theater. But then behind the bench was a hallway. And in that hallway, facing the theater, were these rectangular cutouts so you could see it from the hallway.
So there was a wall behind the bench with the cutouts.
Yes.
Like at eye level.
Correct. Cool. If you were standing up.
Okay.
But so you could stand behind the bench and look, but all you would look out was your eyes.
Right.
But then behind you, if you were looking out, were glory hole slots. So then stairs up, people could stick their junk through the glory hole, and then you would be standing on basically leaning up against a fence, but your upper body would be facing the movie theater.
So the people who are behind the glory hole, the one who's got their junk through the hole, they can see over both walls to the whatever's
to
on the TV.
To the movie screen, yeah.
That's cool. That's pretty genius.
It was a really well set up because a lot of the places I've been to, like 357 and the other one that I can't think of the other one here in Sydney, they'll have like public glory holes where you can see people on either side. But this one was public and then also integrated in with a theater.
I like
which
that.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Then they had another little theater room that was a lot smaller. Then they had all these glory hole rooms where they were glory holes on the outside, but then you could close them off so they weren't glory holes. Mm. And then it was an actual room that you could have somebody come in. So that was kind of cool. A couple of black rooms and then some more glory holes in the back. So did my quick circle and then thought, all right, I'm going to go up, lose my shorts. There was only like four guys down there. Lose my shorts, go upstairs, come back down. And watch video for a little bit. But what was weird, and you're going to yell at me because I didn't ask, but I had this experience that happened at least three times, I think four times, where when I would walk one way and there was the stairs that you go down were open stairs. So somebody could stand under the stairs and look up as you were going up the stairs and do kind of an upskirt thing,
okay,
which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this little stair alcove was between the two video rooms.
Okay.
Whenever I would go one direction through there, as I would turn the corner, I would see someone standing at the head of the alcove from under the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say it was like a really tall guy, like, do you know who Slender Man is?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that kind of build. Very tall, very thin, arms down. Like really tall. And the first time I did it, I kind of stepped back to see, and I thought, who was that? So I walked back to the stairs, no one. Look around the corner, no one. Into the first movie area, no one. Into the second movie area, no one. I'm like, well, that was weird. It was an interesting trick of the light. So I leave, or I go on around. Second time through that circle,
mm-hmm.
which is all you do in gay saunas, is you're like a fucking shark. You predatorily circle. So through the second turn of the circle, same thing happened. I turn the corner. As I turn the corner, I see someone. I'm like, whoa. So I'm instantly back there now. Like, where'd you go? And I can't find him. I'm like, okay, weird. There's nowhere else you could go. I must be hallucinating. So the third time it happened, I was like, holy shit, this place is haunted.
Did you, like, look to see if it could be a trick of the lighting, or?
Good question. And yes, I tried everything I could do to recreate it. Because this place, again, this place was kind of dead that night, I think. Maybe 6 to 8 people.
Okay.
Not a lot of people for a pretty decent sized space. And when you think that some of them might be together in a room.
Yeah.
So if there's 8 people, that's only 4 couples. So that's not a lot of people have play. So, but I tried everything I could to recreate this. And I would try stepping around and like looking out of the periphery and not seeing anything. It only happened when I was walking. And even when I would walk to try to recreate it, I couldn't recreate it. It would only happen when I was walking and not expecting or looking for it. And it was always the same person shape. And yeah, so anyway, the long and short of it is the place is haunted. I ended up...
But you couldn't ask.
I couldn't ask because, it just was a situation where I couldn't ask the guy as I was leaving.
So maybe the sauna is haunted by a tall, lanky guy.
If you go to Bodyline in Brisbane, let me know if you've ever seen Slender Man there. That's all I'm saying. I understand that Slender Man was created for the internet, but...
And if you have not been to Bodyline in Brisbane but live in the area, go check it out just to verify or not verify Mr. Adams.
It's on Peel Street, so if anybody ever died on Peel Street. So I ended up playing with a guy who had the largest Prince Albert piercing I've ever seen. He had, and I was one of those things, I didn't realize he had the piercing until after we were already in the room, because that's intimidating to me. I don't like that. So I saw that and I was like, all right, cool, I can try going down on that. So I did, and it was great until I hit it against one of my fillings. And then I was like, yeah, this is not going to happen, dude. Not going to happen. So, but he had both his nipples pierced, and he had 2 piercings in his taint.
Wow.
The man loved his piercings, which, good for him, but bad for me. So, yeah, we, you know, ended up just kind of making out a bit, and he jacked me off. It was nice. I mean, it was friendly. So, yeah. So, it was weird situation. The place is haunted.
I'm really curious.
It wasn't a bad experience. The place was a good space if it had been a little less Nostromo Halloween horror kind of thing.
It's like just a wee bit more light.
Just a wee bit more light. It was really...
Because there's dim and then there's dark.
And maybe it was just because it was so quiet as well.
Yeah.
That when there's nobody around... Because I kept thinking, I would hate to be the last person here.
Yeah.
Like, I would be so freaked out by that. Yeah, it was dark. So, yeah. I went back to the hotel and that was it. That was the extent of all the fun that I had in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. But you had some fun here.
I did. Yeah, so the first night you were gone, I went out with a former partner of yours and one of his friends. We went to, it's called Ignite Sydney, and I've never heard of it before, but apparently it's been going on for a while. We've just been in a bubble, I guess, since we've been here. But it's basically like little mini TED Talks is the closest thing I can equate it to.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they're like 5-minute talks that people get up on stage and do. And they have, 20 slides, because every 15 seconds the slides change, no matter where they are in their talk or whatever. And they can talk about anything. You just get up. Some people, it was a story. Some people, it was... you know, something that had happened to them. It was a life experience. It was something profound. And so the friend that I went with, it was one of his friends was a presenter. And that's why we ended up going. But it was just really cool. But some of the stories that they had and some of the ways that things were presented, people getting up. And some people had never been on stage before. Some had been. But just, you know, it's a 5-minute talk and you just can get up and talk about whatever. So we did that the first night. And then, of course, went and had dinner and drinks afterwards to kind of digest everything that we had heard. And
but no naughty, sexy time?
No, no naughty, sexy time. He doesn't go that way.
He's not into you?
No, not into me.
Just not into you.
Neither was his friend.
Aww.
So. but that's okay. It was a good night. It was a lot of fun. And I had a really good time listening to the different talks and stuff. But then the next night was Thursday, and so I decided to go to OSS, even though you were out of town. And I was admittedly too lazy to go on their website and figure out what the theme was for the night. And so Mr. Adam had told me that it was the no knickers night. I was like, all right, that's fine. You know, so I get dressed, put on a dress, no knickers, no bra. It's fine. And so it was just my dress and that was it. And as I was getting my keys to walk out the door, I get a text. Oh, it's not no knickers night. It's upskirt night. I was like, well, I'm dressed for either one. You know, no knickers, upskirt. It works. So I went on.
That's awesome.
I went out. Well, you know, if you don't know what to dress for, then just put a dress on and no knickers. It's fine. It'll work. But yeah, so I decided to go on anyway with that. And there were some people that we'd been chatting to that I thought were going to be there, but I wasn't positive. And they did end up being there. So it was really nice to get to chat with them for a bit. And there were several couples there when I arrived. And I got there, I think, around 9 o'clock. So it was still pretty early. But there were already a few couples there. And then throughout the evening, I think probably four or five more came in.
That's pretty good for a Thursday night. That's nice.
It ended up...
It's nice to see that Thursdays are finally building
up.
Yeah,
I think it ended up... I would have said probably... I know minimum of six, but I think there were closer to eight couples there, which is good. It was definitely enough to where there was a lot of mingling and some play in between and stuff.
So that's cool, too, because that means it's only been a month or so.
Yeah.
And they've already started to build up Thursday nights.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely picking up a bit, which is really awesome. And so, yeah, I went and I chatted with a few of the couples that were there. And the one that we had been talking to before, I sat and talked to them for a bit. And at some point, one of the couples went up to the spa, and I think somebody else followed them up. The couple that we had been talking to online, they ended up in the petite room, but I didn't realize that. I thought they went up to the spa, and I went to chat with Lawrence for a little bit and kind of decide, you know, did I want to dress down or not, because I hadn't gone there with play in mind.
Right.
So I didn't take lingerie. And so it's like, well, if I do dress down, all I have is a towel, which is fine, but still. And so it's kind of like, do I want to? Do I not want to? And so it's like, it's fine. I'll put the towel on. I'll do a pass around, see what's going on, and kind of decide from there.
I love that. I love that. So every time I have been to OSS by myself, which has only been Thursday nights, I have never once thought, go and either had the thought while I was there or had the thought while going that I was going to play.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And you're like instantly like, yeah, I may play.
Well, I didn't have that thought going into the night. But the couple that we had been chatting with online, they were really nice and beautiful people. And so it was kind of like, bah. It was also their first time at a club, first time doing anything like this.
And so, you have a thing for cherries.
Well, I didn't want to push anyone too far. So that really didn't enter my mind at first. But I was just kind of like, you know, I mean... They were nice and they were pretty and I wouldn't mind.
So did you proposition them or did they proposition you?
No. So I went on the walkabout to see what was going on and they were in the small petite room with the door closed. And so I chatted with some people in the spa briefly and then came back down. And I think I was sitting in the front room talking to somebody else. And then people wandered in, you know, kind of normal filtering through. Some people sat down. They came back down, that couple did, and so we're all just kind of sitting there chatting. And I was, again, because it was their first time in a situation like that, and also because you weren't there, it's a little different to me. But I think mostly because it was their first time, I don't want to push anyone too far or, like, throw them into the deep end and make them feel like they have to do anything. And so,
wow. So when I'm not there, you suddenly have this, like, I don't want to push people too far. Because when I'm there, you're like, let's make them cry. No, you're not. But
no. So I was being very good. And then, yeah, he was sitting across from me a little bit in the lounge room. And he kind of looked over at me and he's like, do you want to go upstairs and play? And I was like, yes, I do.
See, right there. That should be a lesson. Because I chatted with them on Twitter. They were very nervous, but excited. But there was some trepidation there. Mm-hmm. But that just shows you, it pays. If the worst thing you could have said is no. And if you had said no, BFD.
So what?
But they asked, and you said yes. And that's, I want to just give them a big hug. And like, good on you. Because that's... That's hard. Asking that question is difficult.
It is hard. But we say that all the time for people is, you know, ask, say what you want. If you don't get it, don't take offense to it. If somebody says no, it's fine.
Right.
Let it go. But if they say yes, well, awesome, you get what you want, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, the three of us then went upstairs to the petite room again, and we're playing there. And it was really nice because, again, they were new, so I just kind of let them drive things because I, you know, wanted to make them feel comfortable.
You were a unicorn.
We talked a bit at first about their limits because it was like, you know, knowing that this was their first time, I was like, have you talked about how far you want to go, what's acceptable, what's not? And they were pretty open to most anything, which I think was a great attitude to have.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I let them know, if anything goes too far, say something. Like, don't be afraid.
The safe word is pineapple.
Yeah, don't be afraid to say that you're not comfortable with something or whatever. Like, it's fine. But yeah, so I kind of let them drive the play, which next time, maybe not so much. We'll see.
Mama's got a job.
But it was really fun. It was good. They like I said, they're both pretty people. They were sweet. They were fun to play with.
That's good.
Yeah, good kissers. And yeah.
Oh, that's so important.
I know, it is. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. I had a good time with them, and then went back downstairs and chatted with Lawrence a bit more, and then headed up and packed up one home.
Cool. Yeah,
it was a really good night. And
that's good.
And
I'm glad you went.
Yeah, I am too. And it was nice to see. There were a lot of. It was funny because there were some of the other couples as I was wandering around, and it's funny because I'm so used to being there with you, I don't think of myself as a unicorn. But these people who don't know me...
Yeah, you're clearly
a unicorn.
Yeah.
And so a few of them were like, oh, you should go up to the spa, or you should come up to the orchard room. I'm like, no, I'm not really... Yeah, not really feeling it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Because there was another couple that they were quite pretty as well, but one of them smoked. And it was just... And, like, it stuck to them. And I was just like, I'm not going to do it.
There you go, people. So. Smoking not only kills, it kills the mood. Good. I am glad you went. I think that's great.
Yeah. It was a fun night. It was good. Wasn't super late because they do close at 1 on Thursday nights. And admittedly, we came out of the petite room. All of us, I don't know how long we were in there, but it felt like a while. And we came out thinking it's got to be almost 1 o'clock. And I was like, well, Lawrence didn't do the 5-minute warning, so it can't be 1 yet. And we came downstairs and I was like, what time is it? He's like, 12:15. I was like, oh. So we could have played some more. But that's okay.
There's always next time.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope next time I get to meet them as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Sad face. So then, all right, so that was your Thursday.
That was
Friday,
Thursday.
I came home and we had the gentleman over.
Yes, the gentleman came.
And
we had a nice quiet date at home.
We did have a nice quiet date at home. And we ended up once again having sex out here in the living room.
That's true. It's where all the action happens.
This is apparently. Where all the action happens. If this rug could talk, it would say, launder me.
So I think what needs to happen is we just need to knock all the walls down and just have
a big room. Yeah.
Giant
room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's basically the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's been...
The last 10 days, at least.
It's been pretty busy, but at the same time, there have been some down nights, which is really nice, so...
Yeah, it's been good. It's been kind of crazy. And we've got some more crazy stuff coming up. Again, the date that this podcast comes out, it will be our first burlesque performance.
Yes.
We're doing Rule 34.
Mm-hmm.
The theme is objectification. Hopefully we won't make too big of fools of ourselves.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I won't ruin it by saying what we have in store. We'll talk about that next time.
Yes.
But it's different for both of us and pushes us both out of our comfort zones.
Way out of our comfort zones.
Yeah, so it'll be exciting to see how it goes off. And we know we're going to have some friends in the audience, so hopefully, whether it's good or bad, they'll still cheer us on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that I was feeling fine about it until today. I was like, the guy with body image issues is going to be taking off his clothes in front of people.
What better way to get over that, though?
Right, I know. And I'm like freaking out a bit, but I'll be all right. I'll survive.
Yeah.
I'll put my actor head on. So, yeah. Do we have a question?
We do have a question of the week. Let me pull it up here. Sorry, I should have had that ready to go.
That's all right.
And
you
now
have
I have all these messages coming through. Stop. Let me get to my question. Where to go?
Talk amongst yourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So would you, this is a fun one, I like this one. Would you rather spend a day at a theme park in the nude or have sex with someone while your parents watched?
That's easy. I would rather spend the day nude in the theme park.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Assuming there's no repercussions.
Yeah, right? I'm assuming I'm not going to jail and just naked me in a theme park.
Right.
Yeah. I would love to watch my doodle going up and down on a roller coaster.
Like on a roller coaster.
I think that'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. How about you?
I would tend to agree. If there were no negative repercussions, then I would say naked in a theme park. What I would not want to see, though, are, you know, the pictures they take of you on the roller coasters with, like, the boobs a flapping and who knows what that's going to look like.
That would be awesome. You're like, breast one's up and in your face and the other one's, like, pressed against your belly button. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because they always take those pictures, like, at the worst possible time.
Yeah. 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 The most G's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that could be interesting. But I think a theme park would be fun. You definitely have to remember the sunscreen because you do not want burning.
Wait, you said no repercussions.
Oh, well, I meant like you're not going to get arrested for public nudity or, you know, scare children away, or it's like naked day at the theme park. I don't know.
Naked day.
That'd be awesome if they had a nude day at the theme park. I wonder if anybody does that. Probably not, but that'd be awesome if they did.
Yeah.
Think of all the seat cleanup you'd have to do, though, on the rides.
Gross. Oh, God. Well, you know, the other thing is, we didn't say who we would have sex with in front of our parents.
Okay, that's true.
Like, if it's with you, if I'm having sex with you in front of my parents, no. But if it was like Bernadette Peters, I'd be like, yeah, look who I landed. Yeah, you almost spit wine on your microphone.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Or maybe find out who my dad's really hot for. Like, yeah, look, it's Joni Mitchell. You like that, don't you, Joni? They don't call you Moni Joni for nothing. I'm going to hell.
Oh, probably, but that's okay.
Yeah.
At least there'll be a lot of laughter down there.
All right. Do we have...
So what you're saying is that it's situational, then.
It's situational. It's definitely situational.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, that's awful.
Jeez. Now I just want to have sex. Yeah. We should go back to the bedroom.
We can do that.
We won't take you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let you...
We'll have to do that one day, though.
You want to have sex on mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make that, like, some special edition. Or
like our 100th episode?
Yeah, maybe. That's not far away, though.
That's coming up. It's like 20-something.
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right. Well, with that, we shall wrap this mother up.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're listening to this on Wednesday and you want to see us do burlesque and you live in Sydney, find the objectification
Rule 34
at the Camelot Lounge in Sydenham, Merrickville, whatever they call it.
Merrickville, but it's near the Sydenham Station.
Right near Sydenham Station. We shall be there. Then in just a few weeks... November 24th, we've got the Pendulum Party coming up at our secret spot. Today is the last day for, well, today, the 10th, November 10th, is the last day for discount tickets. So get them in, get them while the getting's good,
mm-hmm.
or getting's cheap. The getting's always good.
Yeah.
Then also the same night, November 24th, we're going to be doing our blowjob and cock massage class for Sex Ed in the City.
So excited. Love that one.
I wish you could see her face when she does. That's great. Yeah. In the meantime, feel free to tweet at us. We are at By the
Tweet
Bible.
As.
Tweet at us. Tweet as, bitch. We are at By the Bible Podcast. Send us an email at theatomsoflove@gmail.com or find us on our website, www.bythebye.com.au. We will also, almost forgot this, in November 18th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Yes.
We're going to be at Sexpo in Melbourne doing a couple of talks.
At the share room there.
In the share room, yeah. So we're doing talks each of the 3 days.
I think around 4 p.m. each day.
I think each day is 4 p.m. Yeah. That's right. So if you are in Melbourne and want to come say hi to us, please, please do. we're gonna be at Sexpo in the share room doing intro to flirting. I'm sorry, intro to swinging 101, and the art of flirting.
Yes.
So yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. So yeah, thank you so much, and I guess we'll talk at you soon.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.